Yes.
For anyone who might be interested.
That's something that you and I relish in, but everybody else look at and say.
Yeah, because you're sure.
I'm up there, and then I sit up there, and then I go up and pack my stuff up.
Yeah, we're right.
Right here.
By the time we finish that, everyone's gone. So
that's all right. That's good.
It's recorded.
It's a real blessing. It's a treat.
It's a the tablet.
Are you ready, hon?
No, Lover Girl's not here. Lover Girl, where are you?
Right here.
Well, come on over here.
You got room?
See, that was the
Yeah, sit on that. Yeah, there's a stool there. Are you sitting in the green chair? Either way. Thank you all for being here. We're so excited. Cynthia and I, couple things is before we get started. Number one is we love Israel. We love the Jewish people. We've always done that. We believe that they're God's people, and Israel is the land that God gave to the nation of Israel. In fact, we believe that there's a lot more than on here that God gave to Israel, you know. But you'll see this. And this is, I'm going to put it up there. I wanted to call attention to it. But this is, you can buy these in Israel, but you got it on Amazon, didn't you? Yeah, you can get it on Amazon. It's the greatest little map. And if you want to buy one before you go so you're not schlepping it around, that's Jewish term. Hebrew. So you can get it on Amazon, but the cool thing about it is you see the actual land and you can see the mountains. You see where the here's the Sea of Galilee, Jordan River, Dead Sea, and literally we're going to I can't see, it's too small, but we'll be way up in this area. This area right here is, if some of y'all had the Yiren wine, it's from this area right here. And so the wine district is these two areas right here, and we're going to the wine district. We've never done that before, but since it's Cynthia and I, we decided we're going to the wine district. Y'all don't have to go. You can sleep in, but we're going. And I figured Jesus turned water into wine. There's a reason to go up there.
We'll go
with you. Yeah, you'll go with us. And so anyway, we're going to take this entire from to about right here. We'll go all the way down, southernmost area. Now, we've been all the way down. You can see all the way down to the bottom. What do you need, Kate?
A knit bag right there.
Oh. Yeah.
Cool. Okay. We will travel in our 11 or 12 days from the very north all the way down here. Now,
how far from?
We'll get to probably Masada.
So,
we're not going to go Masada. Very long this time?
Not past Invoker.
No. And we will, this time we're going to actually be staying at the Dead Sea. Some of y'all have been with us before. We're actually staying at the best resort down there in the Dead Sea, which is kind of good because I'll be honest with you, I hated going to the Dead Sea because you'd have to get up very early in the morning. I mean, at the crack of dawn, you take a bus all the way. And so you're in Jerusalem. You've got to go all the way down windy roads, get to the Dead Sea. And then you go up and you see Masada. Then you got to go to the Dead Sea. And so you're in this smelly sea. And you've got mud all over you, and
then you get back in the bus,
and then you get back in the bus, and you're wet. It's just it
sounds real attractive.
Yeah, we're not doing that this time.
What if it wanted to do that?
But if you want to do that,
I've got Paul Hendrick. We got one guy.
If you want to hang out with all the Russians that are at the Dead Sea, you can do that. But I'm not doing it. You know.
Say, Dix, who's all the first timers?
Well, hold on just a second. Yeah, we'll get into all that. So anyway, this is the area we're going in. Let me just say a couple things about Cynthia. We don't do that many of the trips, and the trips that we do always with a small group. And the reason we do it, and we kind of handpick the people we go with, because we don't like to go with losers. And so you guys are the winners, and I'm just saying. And here's what's gonna happen.
Don't fear Mark.
No. Mark's a winner. He's free grace, so he's in my book all the way. He's a winner, you know. And so, Mark, tell them what you do because they don't know.
I'm part of John Nimbla's Bible study on Thursday nights.
And I'm here representing our Bible study. My brother's going to come with us. He's in Alaska tonight. My wife will come with us. She's having a medical procedure tomorrow, so she's not able to join us.
Of course.
My brother-in-law and sister-in-law will join us. And
now who are they?
Steve Walkup and Lori Walkup. He works for the Denver Rescue Mission. He does international Bible studies all over the world, Egypt, Africa, Southeast
Cambodia.
Asia, yeah, Cambodia. Mm-hmm. So he travels internationally. He's 100K easy guy every year. So it's kind of a family thing for us in the Bible study part with John and Diane.
We are so glad to be a part of this group.
And
here's the other thing that we try to do is we want to keep it small. There's probably, what, 5 or 6 people that are not here tonight? I'm saying 5 or 6, something like that, that'll be on our group. We've got like 24, 25 that are going. And we always keep it to about 20 is the least we'll do, 25 is 30 is the most. 25 is perfect because you're on a bus that seats 42, so you got room to spread around. And I've been on trips where there's been 200 people, and I've taught that, and I hate it. I don't like to do it. It's no good. This is, you will have so much fun. We'll see so many different sites. And here's the good news. When we stop for a potty break, it doesn't take us an hour and a half.
And the bus has Wi-Fi.
But
it does have a toilet, too.
No, it does not.
No, it does not.
Yeah, they do not. Some buses do this stuff. So anyway.
Oh, I didn't hear
it. No, it does not.
I'm just nailing that.
But you can imagine, the logistics of you got, last time we went with Lutzer and Michael and Larry and Fran, and I was one of the teachers, and we had like 200 people going.
And more than half were women.
And more. So imagine stopping, and you've got 100 women that have to get through the bathroom, and there's 2 or 3 stalls.
Yeah.
Figure out how much time. So you spend a lot of your time in Israel in bathrooms.
Do they have toilet paper these days?
Yes.
Sure. Yes. If you bring it, they have it.
No.
I'm just kidding. And guess what? They have radios. They have radio in Israel.
But they do have...
They don't get it. That's a standard thing.
They have washbowls.
Hang on.
Seriously, use your left hand.
Joe, that's enough. Don't talk about it. That's India.
No, it's mine.
Here's the joke. You'll start talking about it, and you'll see a McDonald's, and says, look, there's a McDonald's here. And the guides will typically say, and we have radios too. You know, everybody thinks it's a very modern, wonderful country.
Yeah,
so,
cheeseburgers.
No cheese. Well, yes. Sometimes we've gotten cheeseburgers, but it's a non-kosher place. But most of the time you won't get a cheeseburger. When we're at, when we go down to Masada, and we're in the rest where you get food, there is a McDonald's there, but there's no cheeseburgers. So what you will need to do is to put your cheese and a little baggie from breakfast and carry it with you all day, and you can put it on your burger if you want a cheeseburger, you know. And that was, whose idea was that? Who came up with that idea we were talking
Tommy.
About? Tommy. That was Tommy's idea. So anyway, by the way, let me also introduce you to Tommy Wagner. He is from Upper Alabama, so he has a bit of an accent.
Northern Alabama.
You are, may or may not know, I've known Tommy longer than I've known Cynthia. In fact, we were trying to figure out, like 40 years we've known each other. 40 years when I was on Campus Crusade for Christ in Alabama. We've developed a relationship that has been consistent the whole time. And they were here visiting us last year. I'm not sure when it was. Last February. And says, why aren't you guys going with us to Israel? And he said, I've always wanted to go to Israel. And so now they're going to Israel, and we're just thrilled to...
We're thrilled to be going.
Yeah. And so, over time, you'll be able to understand them. I don't have any problem. You know, in fact, when he first...
That's Dick's to translate.
Yeah. In fact, when Cynthia first talked to him, says, I didn't understand a word he said. And so anyway, Tommy and Cindy, she can't be here, but Tommy's here. So anyway, let me just go through a couple things with you. We have got a, don't give them out yet. Please get a book. There's one per couple. This is Charlie Dyer, a friend of mine from Dallas Seminary, wrote probably the best little travel guide. Now, there is another one that John Niemela and I like. which if you, he and I like it, you probably won't, but I will call your attention to it. I won't pass around. It's everything. It's written by a friend of mine, Arnold Fruchtenbaum, which means...
Fruchtenbaum. Right,
well, I say
Well, that, it's real close to the
Fruchtmund. So it's Fruchtmund. It depends on
that.
It means fruit tree.
Fruchtenbaum.
Yeah, I mean, if you want the German, you get it from her, but it's pronounced a lot different ways. But it, I mean, if you want to do it, it's and I will use this every day referring to it. And John and I have already started coordinating all of our sites and all that sort of stuff.
Mine's heavily marked up.
Heavily marked up, yes. So I'm going to just put this down here. But that's another one. But I think for the ordinary person, this one's perfect. It'll show you all the sites, show you where they're talked about in the Bible, and then you can start looking at the status. Now, Joe raised a good question. How many people have never been to Israel before? Let me see your hands. You are in for a treat. So it's just us and Cynthia. Well, Lisa.
John, yeah.
Lisa.
Yeah, I'm not.
No. Jeff hasn't been to Israel.
I've never been there.
But I went before being a believer, and I didn't see any thing.
Yes. I will tell you this, and there's another book, and this is another thing. Charlie Dyer has another book called 40 Days, and it's in my study, and I can go get it. But it's called like a 40-day devotional guide. And he goes through different sites. If you want to use that 40 days before to start kind of, you know, preparing your hearts and stuff like that, it's a great book to do that with. So, you know, I didn't get that one for you guys. I got this one for you guys because it gives all the sites. Now, I will tell you that your lives will be forever changed having been in Israel.
Bring traveling tissues in your purse.
Your lives will be forever changed in Israel. It is, there is no way that, and I know Joe and Gail and Cynthia and I, we know it. As a believer, you are, I mean, the Bible just becomes a different book. You're reading it, we're on the Sea of Galilee, you're looking at Capernaum. I mean, I can't tell you which house it was, but I can say here are the houses. Here's where they ripped the roof off and Jesus was lowered down. You're going to see that.
Not Jesus.
I mean, the paralytic Jesus was teaching.
Right.
Yeah, to Jesus, thank you. What's that?
I said, we speak dicks.
Yeah, there you go.
Mark doesn't get it.
Yeah, Mark, yeah. They've been around me long enough they can fill in because I get so excited I just keep talking.
It's called
AD dicks. Yeah, AD dicks. Yeah, I like that. AD dicks. Okay.
Yeah, it's impossible to explain what it's like to stand at the Solomon level at the dig at Megiddo.
Yeah.
And realize they're still digging, okay? It's impossible to explain how you walk up to the top of that, look down the Jezreel Valley. And the Jezreel Valley is the beginning and the end, right? Okay, so go ahead.
So anyway, we are going to go to some unique sites that most groups don't get to go to, i.e. one is the wine district. And I know that doesn't have a lot to do with the Bible and all that sort of stuff, but...
Well, actually, it does have a lot to do with the Bible. The Bible talks about we are the vine... He is the vine, we have branches.
That's why we're going to the wine district. Because
but are we not up there by Lebanon? I mean, we're right on the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He turned.
It was his first miracle. He changed water into wine. And wine is an integral part of
Okay, honey, don't talk about the seven miracles because John will have to enter into this discussion. But I would encourage you all to be there on July the 5th as he talks about, I think, the third sign. Aren't we on the third sign? And it is an amazing time with the professor and Diane. She's Marianne to me. Her real name is Diane.
Her real name is Cynthia.
Well, that's true.
Oh,
too. But anyway, we've got a running joke. It's a pastor, professor, and Marianne. You know. So anyway, John does a fantastic job, and you will learn so much. I never met a man with unique insights as John has, and what a blessing he's been to me. Every week, about every other week, I'm on the phone and said, John, here I'm working through this passage, and I'm wondering, do you see this as a passive participle, or how do you? And so we have a great time. So I want you to be sure and plug into that on Tuesday, the July 5th, noontime, brown bag at the church. So. We were going to go to some places you probably haven't been. One of the places that we'll go to is, obviously, as I said, the wine district. Another place that we're going to go to that I think is just, it blew us away, and Joe and Gail were there, is Magdala, which is where Mary Magdalene's from.
No, he didn't get to go. That we went there with. No.
They just.
You didn't go to Magdala.
None of us have.
Magdala
last fall, yeah. The Catholic University was building. They're building a university there. They started excavating. Long story short, they found ruins 40 feet down.
Here's the thing. Let me just say, when you go there, you walk into Magdala, one of the sites, and they found a synagogue there, which that synagogue more than likely was in existence when Jesus was there. So you're walking into a synagogue that Jesus.
And it's on the road from Nazareth down to the sea over to Capernaum. So this is where Mary's from.
We're going to be one of the things that Gail brought up. We're going to do this again. We're going to go all the way to the top at the Golan Heights, and you're going to be able to look down and see where what's that?
Kanaikra.
Yes, where you're going to be able to look down into Lebanon, Syria, and see where they came in, where the Jews were defending themselves. It's the most incredible thing that we're going to see up there, and most people don't get to see that. We're going to go up and see that. The other highlights for Cynthia, one of the greatest highlights for Cynthia is Hezekiah's Tunnel. And we're going to go through Hezekiah's Tunnel, which the Jews, because they didn't want to be a city without water under siege, they built a tunnel and the Jews did, and it's like 1,500 feet or something like this, and they started digging in hard rock and it comes together. There's water still flowing through there, so you'll walk. Is that for me?
Yeah, it's not.
That's the water flowing
through. We'll talk about what to wear and all that sort of stuff, and we're going to open it up for questions because we know you've got a bunch. But you're actually walking through the stream, and you get to the Pool of Siloam, and you're there, and it's an amazing thing. We are going to be in the city of David. We'll go to David's Citadel, and you can actually see, they take it all the way back to the Moabites. You'll really like this. And you can see the excavation, the digs, where David began, where all of Judaism began. Your lives will never be the same. And it is it will supercharge your spiritual life. Now, I want to take you through a little bit of other thing, but let me stop for just a minute because I know you got questions. I want to be sure every question gets answered that I can answer. So what questions do you have? All right, let's move on to the next.
So that tunnel that you walk through, is it has it really bend over? I mean, is it pretty small tunnel?
There's nobody that couldn't do it. Right.
No.
How long is it? For those 1,500. Who are claustrophobic, though, it could be problematic.
Yeah, it's just narrow.
It is tight.
But it's not. Well, no, it's not. It's not so tight that.
I'm claustrophobic, and I can get through it.
Yeah. It's fine. We can show you pictures.
Yeah.
So if you get a headlamp, or you have one of those,
and we're all together,
a little light,
and we're all
Sinai Bill.
Yeah.
That's it.
No, it actually is a.
But I'm sorry. We'll just let the stream take you on. The group moves on. You know.
With the lights on it. Yeah.
But you're all walking together, so it's not. You'll be fine.
Hang on. No, what was your question, real quick?
Bring a headlamp.
No.
You don't need one.
But you have some.
But they give you flashlights.
One of the things that I would encourage everyone to bring is just a little flashlight. Mm-hmm. Just bring a little flashlight. That's a good thing to have on the trip. Yeah. And Amazon makes a great one. My son told me about it. That actually, it's a small little flashlight about this size. It's got a great little beam to it, and it'll clip onto the bill of your hat if you've got a hat. So
it's not only cold. Did we wear water shoes or go barefoot?
Yeah,
you wear water shoes.
What kind of clothes? How far short is that?
Like Tevas.
Tevas are fine. Wearing Tevas, the water probably come up to your knees at the most, mid thigh. I would say bring a change. You'll bring a change of clothes for that. Someone else brought up a clothing question. There are some sites that are Catholic.
Okay. Well,
I'm sorry.
Who's in charge of fashion?
I think we ought to have a discussion on fashion right now. Go ahead.
It's more an issue for women. I mean, for crying out loud.
For men too.
Why not? Okay. Well, by far and large, modest dress is, I can wear this most places except in Jerusalem. I wouldn't want to wear this we're in the Dead Sea. This would totally be appropriate. When we're up in Galilee, the only thing you might want to have, always have a little shawl and
cover your shoulders.
Cover your shoulders. Just in case somebody says something.
And Bethlehem.
We're not going to Bethlehem.
We can't go?
Yeah.
We don't know. Right. That's not, and a lot of things are up in the air, always. You know, just.
You don't know, depending on what.
To your knee.
Right. Like, and let's face it, none of us is 20, so we're not wearing short shorts anyway,
no,
right? But you would want. Like, yes, and totally appropriate. Totally appropriate.
In we some sites, you've got to have your ankles covered, though.
No, knees. Knees and shoulders.
And bring a shawl.
Knees yeah. and shoulders?
Knees and shoulders. And the primary places that are some of the Catholic churches, will tell, and our guide will tell you the night before. So right, as we're sure. getting ready to talk yeah. about, he'll say, tomorrow's the day that we'll be seeing a place that you need to be more modest. The Western Wall, absolutely, you have to have, and they will stop you, and they'll turn you back, and you won't be able. So, you know, I typically wear a skirt that goes to my knees. You know, or anything that covers your knees.
Men wear skirts as well to the Western Wall.
Okay.
Not just yet.
Men wear
it pants. Depends on what you're identifying with, you know.
Scottish theme.
Mark has a question.
Would you be sending out, I'm asking this in my wife's stead, would you be sending out like a little list of suggested clothes?
The book's got a lot of suggestions that we won't send out any lists of.
But
that's kind of why we're meeting tonight with questions and stuff like that. That's why this meeting is so crucial.
Take water shoes.
Yeah.
Shoes.
Yeah. I mean, I will, most of the time, I have a pair of just like hiking, you know, quarter tops that I wear. I don't like that, you know. But when you're going through Hezekiah's Tunnel, you're going to be wet, so you want to have something like a
T-shirt. So you're going to take a bathing suit. You're going to take, like, how many T-shirts, how many pairs?
I wear party shirts. They always can see the pastor because he's got the party shirt on. I'm known for that, so I'll have, like, 15 of those.
15?
Well, the reality is, unless you want to have laundry done, which you can because we're staying
in very nice
three nights in each place, which is really nice.
Wow.
So if you feel like you need to do, we don't.
We
take enough clothes. He may wear the same pair of shorts, right, but, and we just, if you roll them up, and somebody just told me about this great thing. It's some sort of packing thing that's plastic and it.
With a vacuum sealer.
Vacuum sealer.
Well, it wasn't that. It was something different that packed completely flat. Like, I don't know, but maybe the vacuum
sealer. It's a vacuum seal, or you roll it up and the air comes out of it.
Yeah.
But the key to packing is you never fold stuff, you always roll stuff.
And
roll stuff. Hang on just a second. One question at a time. What was this?
No, go ahead.
You can wear shorts every day, Mark, except for, and what I tell the guys to do is bring a pair of, like, you know, REI makes them, the zip-on, zip-off, and just have one pair of that, because every day, except probably one day, I'm wearing shorts every day.
But if you go to REI, get the ones that aren't skin tight.
Yes.
I'm saying, do the men have to worry about the length of the shorts? It's just the length. Well, just at the Western Wall.
At the Western Wall, at the side.
There
are
any Catholics in the group.
So the men, just like the women, have to have covered knees.
Okay. Right.
Exactly.
Okay. So when you go to the Western Wall, but you hang on just a minute, Joe. Hang on just a minute. One time.
She asked the question.
I know, but let her ask the group so the whole group does it. Let's do it one at a time, one question. So men will have their legs covered if they're going to the Western Wall, but that's the only place they generally have to. I wear shorts every day. You can wear a T-shirt every day. It's not like you've got to dress up for this. It's, you're walking all day long. You're going to be hot. You're going to be sweaty. You want to be comfortable. All right? So you want to be comfortable. Now, Lisa.
Oh, no, he had a question.
Yeah.
Oh,
so Joey went to Mass at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. They planned it. And the year before, the trip before, Mike Fagan and Marianne went, and the women had to have head coverings, head scarves, that's all.
Yeah, if you want to go into a Catholic mass, you're going to have to have. Now, I don't think anybody here wants to go into a Catholic mass, do they?
They do. I'm sure they can buy a little.
Yeah,
thing
you can buy one. I mean,
you can have a handkerchief.
Yeah, you can put. Yeah.
Do you need a conversion kit? Is the power the same?
You do. There's a little thing that, because they've got different prongs,
right,
and that's all in the book.
Okay.
That's all in the book. You'll see it. Yeah. So you do it now. Here's, if you've got a computer, you don't have to have the rheostat. What's that called?
The converter thing.
Yeah, you just have to have something that you plug in, and it plugs straight in if you've got a computer.
It's an adapter.
It's an adapter that for the plugs. Now, there's some things you might want to have that thing that converts from 220 to, because they're all 220.
Yeah, if you're desperate for a hair dryer, most of the hotels have hair dryers.
Right. Yeah.
Because hair dryers always blow.
Yes.
Yeah, and so don't bother taking one. And if for one bad reason that your room didn't have,
we're going to be together for 11 days. We're not going to worry about what your hair looks like necessarily. We're over there, have fun. You're all beautiful in here, you know. Yeah. Yes,
they all have hair dryers.
So you mentioned the water shoes in the tunnel.
Yes.
What about, is it, would you, Jordan River? Are we going to be in the Jordan?
No. We will do a baptism. And we may do it at a different place this time than we normally do. There's a place called, is it Yarden? Is that one? Yeah, Yarden. And it's, I don't like it because everybody's there. And so we may do the baptism up in the Sea of Galilee, which it's much clearer, it's more natural, and everything else. So we will be doing, if you want to be baptized in Israel, or rebaptized, I'm assuming most people have been baptized. If you want to be rebaptized, we will do baptisms in Israel. The way I do them, just to let you know, because I am so anti-clerical and all that sort of stuff, I invite the men to baptize your wife, and you don't need me to do it. I'm not, you know, any different than you guys. I'm happy to do it if you don't want to do it. But to me, if you've got if you had kids, we've had people that have kids go. I said, let the fathers, the high priest of the house, baptize. Mm. And so I encourage, if you want to baptize your wife, go ahead and do it. To me, it's a very sacred thing to do for a man to do. If you don't want to do that, it's no big deal either. I'm happy to do it. So we will have a baptism up there, and we'll baptize. When we do that,
okay, let me talk about the fashion again.
Go ahead.
I think that's where you're going with this.
I'm saying modest clothing at baptisms.
Right. And honey, this group is
920.
Right.
I still think we need to have modest clothing. That's even more reason to have modest clothing at baptisms.
Wear a t-shirt over your swimsuit.
The more modest, the better.
Yeah,
right. Wear a t-shirt over your swimsuit if you want to be baptized. They have a little robe generally, or swim shorts.
If we do it at the Sea of Galilee, they won't have any robes.
The question, though, I think he's on. The best shoes on earth for this trip, besides a little light hiker tennis shoe, this thing would be great. Keens.
We bought them.
Okay,
told us that.
Did you get the waterproof ones?
Yes.
Because you can wear them all day. They're comfortable. They're cool. You can wear them in the water. They dry like that. You can wear them in the sea. They dry like that. They are awesome.
So if you're hiking, they're not getting full of dirt.
Well, see, that doesn't bother me.
That bugs me to death. I don't like open. I get the Keens. I don't have Keens. I'm not taking Keens. I'm taking Scarpas. I think it's a better shoe.
No, for the water. No,
but I'm just saying, when you're hiking every day, I don't like the open shoes because you get rocks in there, and that bugs me to death. So I would never get an open shoe for every day. I'd have a closed shoe and a short sock, and keeps the rocks out.
So we're going to be in the water. We're going to be in the tunnel. We're going to be in the baptism, and then the Dead Sea.
Those are the three water issues. And you know, a king.
Oh, and when we go up to En Gedi, there's a stream. You know, there's not water.
You don't have to get in the water in En Gedi, though. No, there's a path that we're going to go up in En Gedi. We go to Masada. But the three main places are the tunnel, the Dead Sea. You want to have, you know, something on your feet. And then in the baptism, you'll want to have something on your feet. But
tennis shoes or
mm-hmm.
shoes?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fine. Whatever is the most. I like to do more of a hiking shoe because it is the terrain and stuff like that. Yes, Lisa.
So regarding the Dead Sea, from what I've heard, is that once you're like anything you use to go in there, you kind of have to throw away when you're done. Is that
no?
No, that's not.
What do you mean? Like
your shoes?
Like it just deteriorates everything.
No, well, no. You wash it out. You can rinse it out.
They have little outdoor.
But I will tell you, ladies, do not shave your legs that day.
Okay.
Guys,
okay,
do not shave.
Listen to them. I always do, and it's never been a problem. This is the fashion category.
Yeah,
you went into fashion.
When you say, guys, do not shave, if you're getting that water near your face, this is not a good thing.
You get
keep your eyes closed. Yeah.
You don't want to ingest any of the Dead Sea. It's full of minerals and all that sort of stuff. But you'll find out, you'll walk into the thing, and you'll just pop up. You just float because there's so many minerals in the water. It's a weird experience. Yes, Jeff.
So what's this with the Dead Sea where we see people like,
we do that. There's the Dead Sea mud. There's the Dead Sea mud. They have large vats of it. And you take it and you just smear it all over your body. You cake yourself up. My son looked like he was an alien amphibian or something like that because he had real short hair. He was getting ready to go to the military. And so his head was covered. Just his eyes were showing up. And then you get in the Dead Sea. You let it dry. And then you get in the Dead Sea and it all goes off and is supposed to take 7 years off of your life.
But it is, it's great for your skin.
Are your clothes?
Just wear your face.
It takes 7 years off your life. If you're going to live the lady, you're gone at like 73.
Yeah, so you're going to look much older. Did you have any more fashion?
Well, no, I'll just, okay. So obviously this should go without saying, bring a hat. or two.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bring sunscreen, whatever type you like.
Yes.
Definitely.
75 plus.
Right. But, you know, I mean, it's going to be warm. It will not be god awful hot, but it will be warm because we're going to September.
Well, I looked up the averages, and it's going to be in the mid 80s.
Yeah.
The average
right.
hold true.
Right. And it will. Yeah. Excuse me. It's pretty much in that area.
And is it dry?
It's very dry.
Well, it
Galilee is.
Galilee tends to be a little bit more humid because it's higher.
But it's
you've
still
got
not like Houston, guys.
Bring spare sunglasses. Yeah. They're hard to get if we're not in Jerusalem, right? So
right.
Spares.
And so when you're planning, do take a pair of cute shoes, girls. You're going to want to, at the end of the night, change your shoes. We don't go fancy places for dinner, but I'm just saying, you're going to get there at the end of the day, and he's going to say, don't bring any cute shoes.
I'm just going to
bring my
shirt.
Those
are
cute
right now.
You may just
want to
change your shirt.
Because
you may
just telling you, I just can't
look at
it. Dress. We don't ever get... I mean, I always bring a couple skirts because I like to wear skirts.
So it's casual at night, too?
Everything.
Yes, everything's casual.
Well,
everything's
we go
casual.
To the American...
Colony. That's a possibility.
That's a possibility. We need to talk to the group because that would... The American colony... is one of our favorite places in Israel. It was founded by Horatio G. Spafford, and he's the one that wrote the song "It Is Well With My Soul." Mm-hmm. And it was a mission to Israel. And so he bought a pasha's palace.
It was a summer palace.
Summer palace, a pasha, and you can see the rooms where he had his five wives. They would stay there. And I think they've got some of the best Wiener Schnitzel I've ever had in my life there. Yeah, it is in East Jerusalem, so we'll have to go to East Jerusalem. And secondly, it's not in the cost of the trip, so everybody throws in. Thirdly, it's not an inexpensive restaurant, but it is the most incredible place to be. And we'll take buses. The bus will take us over there, drop us off. You don't have to go. You can eat at the hotel, and there's no extra charge. But those that want to, I think it's a very special place. You can look in the register, and you see Churchill was here. All these people, that's where they would stay, the American colony.
Toward the end of the trip, it's a relaxing...
Yeah.
Fun
yeah.
place of respite to sort of reflect on what we've done.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Out in the garden. We're out in the garden.
Yeah.
We eat out in the garden. So,
don't go to Starbucks.
You're not inside.
You know, your money and...
There are no Starbucks in Jerusalem, in Israel. Starbucks could not make it. The Jews hated them. They have a place called, what is that?
Oh, the Jews hated Starbucks?
They hated Starbucks. In fact, if you say Starbucks, they'll look at you, why would you drink that garbage? They have their own version of that there, and it's...
Cafe something.
Yeah, I wish I had a t-shirt from it. And it's great coffee, and they'll have them all over. Those of y'all that have to have that type of stuff, they're all over the place. And it's Jewish, and they're very proud of it, and they should be. It's a great little coffee shop.
How about bagels? Can you get a bagel over there?
That's really interesting.
They do sell Linder bagels in the grocery store.
Unleavened bagels. Unleavened bagels.
Next time I go to New York.
That's where you get a bagel, New York.
Yeah. Oh, and we'll have somebody that we have a connection with that on the trip that should someone want to find millennial pot shards for a small stipend, that person will help them find the pot shards at the various digs and places we're
Joe walking. Is talking about himself. Joe is the
expert.
Joe is the expert at finding pot shards. In fact, Cynthia, because we've been so many years, she has a big glass thing that's just full of different pot shards. Because what happened, this was like their paper plates. They break, they throw them out, you'll see them in streams and all that. And Joe will show you how to find them. And then once you do it, I mean, it becomes a problem for me because I'm trying to get you to the next site and everybody's looking for potsherds. And I say, Joe, get the people out of the stream. So anyway, we'll do it. But we will have a ton of fun up there doing that. As I said, we're going to Magdala, we are going to go up to, and you all have never been there, we're going to go up to the, what is that?
Tel Dan.
Well, we're going to Tel Dan.
But where Abraham came in.
Well, we're going, and this is the most incredible thing, the oldest surviving mud gates in the world are there, and it's the mud gates where Abraham came out of the city. We're up at Tel Dan, which was a place of apostasy for Israel. And we're going to be up there. You're going to see all that. We're going to do that. But I was trying to think, what was the mount of that? We're going out to Mount Arbel. Mm-hmm. And it's a breathtaking sight. And I've been to Israel a bunch. This was the first time I said, we cannot miss this. We go all the way. And we get to the top. We hike back. and you were overlooking the Sea of Galilee. And you can, and yep. Michael did this with me, and Michael said, here's what, and someone taught him to do it. You tell everybody to do this with your hand and place it over the Sea of Galilee, and you do that and say, all right, Jesus spent most of his time
right there.
Right there. And so you're up looking at it. You see where the river comes into the Mount of the Sea of Galilee, and then you see the Sea of Galilee. It's the most incredible thing you've ever seen.
We're going to do the hike up time in Getty.
In Getty. Yeah. We're doing it in Getty. We'll do the hike up to in Getty. That's an incredible place. That's where David hid out from Solomon. And you will see, is it Ibis?
Saul,
thank you. Is it, see, thank you. Those of you all that have been there, you can fill in where I get it confused. Mark is already learning how to do this, you know. But what is it? Is it the Ibis that get in the trees?
Ibis.
They're actually, we'll pull into Engedi, the reserve at Engedi. And you will see they look like goats. They're in trees. Yeah. It's the craziest thing you've ever seen in your life. They go down the trees and they eat the thing. The other place that we're going to that you all haven't been at that is just absolutely incredible is Tel Dan Nature Preserve. And you walk along the stream and then it's just an absolutely gorgeous, beautiful place that you we're going to go up there. And that's a place a lot of groups don't go to, and we're going to go there. Yes.
Were you able to get the Roman road?
I haven't talked to Michael Nill about that. If we can get to a Roman road, we will. We'll try to stop and see the Roman roads there. John wanted to see some of the Roman roads that are through there that are still surviving. And if we can do that, yes.
Going down from Jerusalem on the way to
Masada, that's in?
No.
No?
Where David killed Goliath.
Right, and we will
road. I mean,
right. We go right through there. We'll be at the stream where David got his rocks. Now I know every one of you all will want to pull a few of the rocks out. I will tell you that the Israeli government on a yearly basis brings more stones in, you know, to throw out there. You know, but yeah, we'll be right there.
This is just a few miles out of Jerusalem, but it's on that road.
Yeah, but there's a chance.
I'm sure Avi will know where.
Yeah, Avi will know where it is. We have got. I'll tell you this. This is. He's become a personal friend of ours, Avi Cohen, and he will be our guide. And we've had, you know, last time we were there, we called him up and he says, come on, let's go to dinner. So we went, met his wife and we just hung out for dinner and he's become dear friends of ours. He's going to be our guide. He's a wonderful thing. Let me just tell you this right now. Just love the guy.
Don't try to convert him,
please. I mean, you know, it's just, I mean, if you do, he'll be very gracious. But, you know, just love the guy. And I'm convinced that as we as Christians just love him, tell him how much we love him and appreciate him and all that sort of stuff, I'm convinced that that's going to have a huge impact.
His background is he's a lieutenant colonel, retired, they're never retired, in the Israeli Defense Force and the paramilitary. And he did his college work at Hebrew University in Jerusalem in biblical studies and archaeology.
He's a very bright man.
And I will tell you that any guy have in Israel is one of the smartest people you've ever met in your life. They will know. They know more about the Bible than I know.
Yeah.
They are amazing individuals. It is very difficult to become a guide. To become a guide, you basically got a PhD in Israelology and that sort of stuff. So anyway, those are some of the things we're going to do. Like I said, the dress is casual. You will need some water shoes. We're going to do a baptism. You need to think if you want to do that. Obviously sunglasses, hat, but all that stuff's in the book and tell you all about that sort of stuff.
Hat's a big deal, lady. Hat's
a really key thing,
yeah.
Too, money.
Yeah.
So don't say credit cards, money.
Credit cards taken everywhere.
Everywhere.
And the buses carry water bottles for us every day. They have a little cool.
They're cold.
But it's $1 per
It's $1 per bottle.
So just bring a bunch of $1 bills.
And you can get stuff exchanged in the hotel. Now, I will tell you this. Here's another difference in our trips that we do. We do not stay at YMCAs. You will stay in the best hotels in Israel. And there's a reason for that. Number one is, I hate city hotels. Number two is, you're tired after a whole day of hiking. Number three is, so you pay another $50 a night, but you're at the best hotels in all of Israel. We, in Jerusalem, we stay at David's Citadel. David Citadel, you'll literally walk out of the Citadel, and 100 yards, you'll be in the old, you'll be in the old city. 100 yards, old city. You will, you may not get one of these rooms, although you can upgrade to one of these rooms. You'll sit on the, and we would sit on our balcony and look out at the old city every night and have a glass of wine.
And they do have a swimming pool, a very nice.
Very nice swimming pool there. And so, you know, if you, that's one thing, if you want to try to upgrade, they'll be happy to upgrade you. And you can get a balcony where you look at the old city. If you don't, it's not the end of the world. It's a beautiful hotel. We're staying at a hotel up in Galilee. We've never stayed at before, but Larry and Fran told us it's the only place to stay up there. I hate the hotel we stayed at the past four years.
That's
there.
That's the one with the
the high rise. And, well, you'll get stuck. I'll tell you that too. But anyway, I don't like that hotel. To me, it's dirty feeling and all this. We're staying at this beautiful hotel, supposed to up in Sea of Galilee. We're also staying at, is it Haifa or Joppa? Where are we staying that first night?
Caesarea. Just past.
First night was Tel Aviv, no?
No.
Well, we're
doing
it
different this time.
But we're staying at a lovely hotel right on
the right on the Mediterranean Sea. You know, you're going to see that. And what we do is we're going to get in.
That's cool.
What time's the plane get in? I can't remember.
About 10:30 at night.
10:30 in the morning. Yeah. You know, what we'll do. Now, here's what we'll do. We will all deplane. Cynthia and I will already be there. We come in a couple days early to go for jet lag. We'll meet all of you all at the hotel. I mean, at the airport. You'll come out. We'll see you. We'll have a little sign. It'll have my name on it or something like that. We'll all gather together. Mother Hen gathers her chickens together. Avi will be there. The guide will be there. When everybody gets there, then we take all of our luggage and you roll it out and they pack it in. You don't have to do anything. And they'll pack it in. We'll get in the bus. We'll go to Joppa. We'll see Joppa. We'll walk around there. And the neat thing about that is, and one of the things I'll point out is if you look out here, here's where all the Jews, when they first started settling Israel, came in. And to me, it's an emotional moment because you see where the Jews came in and they began Tel Aviv. And Tel Aviv is this beautiful city. It's a modern city. It's a lovely city. And then we'll be there. We'll go on up to the northern area, see the northern area. Then we start our descent back on down into Jerusalem and then Dead Sea, and we come back to Jerusalem. We'll go all over Jerusalem, see everything in Jerusalem you want to see. I will tell you that we're on the Via Della Rosa. I probably won't get all the stations of the cross because they're not in the Bible. I'll hit the ones in the Bible, but we'll pass by them. We're not going to spend a bunch of time at them, you know.
Did we get to go in and Gethsemane to the old garden?
We're going to try to do that, Joe. Okay. There's in the Garden of Gethsemane, there's a private little thing. It's very difficult to get in. We're going to see if we can't get in because you go in there and you're the only one. You've got maybe 15 minutes, but it's quiet. The olive trees are in there. And I'll talk about, you know, Jesus, you know, his last night here, you know, for the trials and all that. But we'll also go to the church at, you know, at Gethsemane, and you can walk into that. You'll see the olive trees that were there when probably in Jesus' day. They're there. We'll see all that. What else, honey? Yes.
What about like phones and computers? Do most people?
Great. There's two ways. What I do when I go over there, I'm AT&T. I'll go and I'll get a Middle Eastern plan. And if you're going to be on your phone and have it working, you need to do that.
Okay.
The buses have internet. So, you know, you can surf the web and all that on your phone while we're driving to site. You can do email, and it won't cost you anything. But it's good to have a Middle East plan on there because it gets very expensive. Some people will buy a phone when they get to the airport. If you want to do that, you can do that. Yes.
The hotels have Wi-Fi?
Huh?
The hotels
have Wi-Fi. You may have to pay for it, but yeah, they all have Wi-Fi. That's not a problem. Yes, John.
Walmart has a recharging unit that you can plug a number of different devices into one recharger. So like your cell phone, computer,
right,
and all that. So you can...
It's got a hub or... It's
yeah, a hub. You can have a single device that you plug everything into.
Okay. Yeah. That's good. Yes. Jeff.
So not counting the first day, can you give us an overview of what a day looks like? I mean, like what time are we waking up? What time is...
That's a great question.
You know, and through the day. I mean,
they are full days. Most of the time... You'll need to be on the bus by 8 o'clock, honey. I think it's 8
on
o'clock.
On the bus by 8?
Yeah, on the bus by 8. And we will start going, and it's a full day of seeing everything we can. You'll probably be back at the hotel by 5 or 6, right? Something like that, 5 or 6. Now, we don't plan anything in the evenings. I know some trips do. I don't like to do it because, one, I'm tired. I think you're tired. And if you want, but that doesn't mean Cynthia and I go back and go to sleep at 6 o'clock. Generally, we'll go out and do something casual. And, you know, and I encourage, we'll have dinner together at the hotel. And then if you want to go out and do something, go do it. But you'll have dinner at the hotel, and then you get the rest of the evening free. Do whatever you want to. Now, in Jerusalem, when we're in Jerusalem, it's just incredible. We will take you all to a store. I'm assuming it's still there. It was there last year. And it's a group of Messianic Jews that run a store right there, and they welcome us in, and they'll have prayer with us, and it's just a neat thing. And you can buy jewelry and stuff like that. Ladies will be at certain... Gail's got a piece that she got from Israel, beautiful Jerusalem cross. Cynthia has a little stone that is from the when they're doing
the Temple Mount excavations.
Yeah, Temple Mount excavations is from the rocks. We'll go into several places like that, so you'll have a chance to get, you know, stuff there that you can remember your trip by and things along those
lines. Near the David Citadel, we also know someone up the street. I can't remember the name of the street. That is an antiquities dealer. Mm-hmm. That's very reputable and authorized. So, like Mark and Diana, they've seen Dixon at our house. If you want like a millennial, a Herodian, like oil lamp, okay, from the period, something like that. If you want something authentic, you can get it there.
Yeah, and don't buy anything because there's so much junk everywhere.
Don't buy $1,000 stuff someplace without talking to.
Talk to Avi. Avi will help you with that.
Do you take a backpack so you can carry bottles of water? And what do you carry?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Oh, well, you didn't finish it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't finish your question. Let me finish the day and hold the backpack. Okay. So we will get up at 8 o'clock in the morning. And so you've got to eat breakfast before. That's part of the trip. It's in the hotel. You go downstairs at any time you want to. Usually the breakfast starts serving by 6, 6:30. So you're down there and you have breakfast. And we leave at 8. You need to be on the bus, so you need to finish breakfast by like 1:45. Go up, brush your teeth, whatever you need to do. Be downstairs, get on the bus, boom, we're gone. And then you'll be on the bus the whole day. Now, I would say, bring your Bibles. And I got a little one. I've got a little one that, I've got a little one I take with me.
You can't read it so little.
I know, that's my problem. I'm sitting there saying, oh my gosh, it's perfect, but I'm kind of going... You know, I got to have light and all that sort of stuff, you know.
Yeah.
But bring a Bible if you want. I would say get one of those moleskin little notebook things if you want to take notes, you know, that you can carry. Because I'll be teaching every day. There'll be two people that are teaching. Avi will give you a lot of the historical stuff, and then he turns it on to me, and I go into the turns it over to me, and I go in the Bible, and we have spiritual, you know, stuff. So I'm teaching all day long with Avi, so you can write down if you want to. If you don't want to, you don't have to. But I would encourage you to do that. It helps you remember your trip.
One gal, Maggie. She took a little recorder because she thought there's no way I'm going to. She just recorded it.
She recorded everything. When I would teach, she had recorded. Now, one of the things that they didn't do when you guys were here, but it's new, it's kind of like, you know, they keep improving over there, is that we will have what is called whisper sets. And you know what I'm talking about. And so each one of you, if your assigned little thing looks like a little bitty transistor radio with earpiece. Now, if you've got your own things, you can use that. But it's an earpiece, and I have a microphone. So when I'm at a site talking... I can talk just like this. I say, now, if you look over here, you'll see this. Mm-hmm. Or if you look over here, you'll see this, you know.
Did
you do that?
Yeah, we did.
And you'll see this, you know. So you'll hear everything. Mm-hmm. Previous trips, you know, there's like all these groups here, and everybody's talking, and it's just harder to hear. But you'll hear everything right there. And even if you can't see me because you're on the same channel, you'll hear what I'm saying.
Plus, you can hesitate. I mean, when Dix was talking like the last time, at Caesarea Maritima, I was looking down in the dungeon where Paul might have been, right? And Dix was, they were wandering off, but I wanted to stay there, so like 30 feet away, I could still hear him, you know, so that was good.
So we will have those set. So anyway, so we will start going to sites. We will always stop for lunch. Lunches are on your own, so you've got to bring some, you know, cash for that. And it can be, most of the time, if there's shawarmas you're eating, or that it's a salad you're eating.
A lot of schnitzel, chicken schnitzel. A lot of hummus,
chicken cutlets.
a lot of pita bread stuff. With
so back to the typical day. Right?
Yeah, hold on, hold on. I'm just talking that. I'm going through that. I'm saying so at lunch, you know, you'll have schnitzel, you'll have shawarma,
and
you'll have
$10 to $15 a day. I would
bet on $10 to $15. They'll have hummus there.
And ice
you can
cream.
Just get a salad and ice cream. Yes.
Ice cream. So, no food concerns like.
No.
Water, like,
no, none.
None safe. Whatsoever.
Now, when you say $10 to $15 a day, but then you take credit cards.
I would have cash just in case. Some places they may not, but they probably would. Yeah. Now, hold on before you ask a question. Is that about what we're doing during the day, what I just talked about?
It has to do with money.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, hang on to that just a minute because that's a big. So we'll eat in the bus. Everybody goes to the bathroom. I'm not eating. You know, we'll eat inside. Everybody goes to the bathroom, gets back in the bus, and we go to another site. And we see that site. We see that site. And then, boom, we finally get back to the hotel. We usually get back to the hotel with maybe 30 minutes to an hour before dinner, run up, shower real quick. If you want to, change your clothes, come back down for dinner. We all have dinner together. We stay together, and we all eat together. We've got one big table, and we can talk about our trip, what went on, all that sort of stuff. And then, boom, you're free for the rest of the night. Do whatever you want to do. It's open. If you're in Jerusalem, I encourage you to go out and walk around the city. It is the most beautiful city Jerusalem is. Yeah. It's a safe city, and it's just beautiful. It's full of life, and the thing about it is, you know, here's a group of people, the Jews, that were almost wiped off the face of the earth. They were almost all the Jews. And you're walking amongst them, and it is just, you see, no, God is with these people. And you're there, and there's life. They love life. I love the Jewish people. It's all that sort of stuff. Now, the other place we're going to, which is a very difficult place for me, and it's, in fact, we will go to the Holocaust Museum.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, just to prepare yourself for that, it is the most gut-wrenching. I mean, it is, you will, it's just the emotions just flood you. And as you go in and you see what almost happened to the Jewish people. And so we will be there. Now, let me get back to the money. That's a typical day. The money issue, you can always get stuff exchanged anywhere you go.
Well, I was going to ask, should we get stuff exchanged before we go?
No.
So
no.
We travel, like AAA, you can get liras.
Right.
Well, you can take some.
You could take some. I would take a few, you know, if
but
you want to.
A lot of them take dollars.
But they take dollars. A lot of places take dollars. Yeah.
They'll change you accurately.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you find out what it is. You can find every hotel will have an exchange rate. Now, the hotels are making a cut if they exchange.
So
you know,
hotels will exchange?
Hotels will exchange, yeah. Listen, and especially the ones we stay in.
One thing, everybody.
You can do that. Now, but let me tell you, with a credit card. They charge fees, and they,
Not all of them.
Wait, let me tell you what the fee I'm charging. They will wait sometimes to throw it through, depending on what's the most favorable rate for them.
But it doesn't, I mean, it's probably not going to change that much.
And of course, we have to let our credit card
company
let your credit card companies know you're going to be in Israel. Otherwise, they may shut it off. Yeah, yeah, you do.
Hey, Dix.
Yes.
Listen, everybody. When you get to a place like David's Citadel, we're at the Jaffa Gate. We're right there by the Israeli and the Arab-Israeli side of the city. A lot of folks, we notice, get hesitant about going out at night in the dark in the city. Okay, if that happens. If you get like that, pal up with some of us that have been there. We'll go. It's not a problem. We're not going anywhere near Gaza or near the Arab side. We're going to be in a friendly place. But so if you feel hesitant, just get in a group and go with them, okay? That's the first thing. The second thing I'd like to ask personally, Dix, is if anybody wants to look for stuff in the ground and the dirt, just put like 15 sandwich bags, Ziploc bags, in your backpack, if you would, and a permanent marker. So if we go someplace and we find pot shards, right, okay, that you can mark where you got it from, that's all.
Let me get back to the fees. I just want to tell you that where your credit card may not charge fees here, if you're over there, sometimes they will still charge fees on those things. I've had it happen to me. That's why I'm saying that, you know, don't think just because a credit card company said they won't charge a fee here, you get over there, they charge a fee. It is the Middle East, it is Israel, and things are different. So I don't want you to think that, oh, you're going to get back and say, wow, they charged me extra money for this. I just want you to know they may do that.
Do most people just bring a bunch of cash or use their credit cards?
Both.
Both and.
Yeah. We take both
what
and.
What is best?
Yeah.
Both.
Both and. Both and. Yeah. Both and. Yes, Lynn.
Well, I tell where she is. Awesome. What are we?
Okay, I'm going to get to that. So I take and Terry was asking, you know, what do you wear? I just carry a little backpack with me because in the backpack I will have several things. I'll have my Bible. I will have some water. I'll throw water in there. A lot of times I'll just carry the water and drink it because you're drinking it so fast during the day. Okay. I'll have that. You'll have, I will also have, if you want to take your camera, you can throw that in there. Sometimes I'll take my iPod because I'm doing research even on the bus to the next site we're going to because I want to be sure I'm up to it. So you could have your iPad in there or your phone in there if you want to. You could have sunscreen in there, you know. Most places have it. But I just have a small little thing. I throw it. It's a shoulder carry type thing. Throw it on my back. And everybody does. But here, and it will be, when we go to sites, you can leave it on the bus and it will be safe. You can take your Bible.
Laptop or whatever.
If you leave it on the bus, it will be safe. The bus driver never leaves it. Yes, it will be safe. Now, I don't take a laptop. I take an iPad with a keyboard, and that's enough. But whatever you take.
Unfortunately, I have to do some work.
Yeah.
Between places.
You can do that. Yeah. You can do that. So anyway, did I answer your question, Terry?
Yes.
So bring a backpack. Come show that. Yes.
Hold
on just 1 second.
Shabbat regulations.
Okay. Honey, hang on just a second. He asked about Shabbat. We'll tell you about this. I won't do this to you. I do it to most groups. But most people don't understand Shabbat over there. The whole place shuts down. It's Sabbath. And so there will all. And what I always love to do, and I won't do it to you, maybe the people that don't tell them this. We'll do it on them. That's their punishment for not being here. But anyway, when you go in and you check in at night at Shabbat, there will be a bank of elevators. There will be one elevator that's designated Shabbat. And if you get on that elevator, if you're staying in a 30-floor high-rise, it stops automatically on every floor going up because you never have to punch a button. Because that would be breaking the Sabbath.
But you don't have an option.
Yeah, you don't have it. If you get on it, you're going to have to get off and wait for another elevator to get up. So never get on a Shabbat elevator. And it would be designated on Shabbat. The Shabbat elevator would be designated. Get on one of the other elevators. Otherwise, you will stop on every floor, and you'll be out of your freaking mind, and you'll say, why did I ever come to this primitive country? You know?
And so you can't toast your bagel.
Yeah. So be careful on that. You had a question, Lynn. You and Cynthia were talking. But what is maybe one of the group ones needs?
Versus a backpack.
Okay.
Later, you're thinking about to wear backpacks.
Literally, this is what I carry.
So
I just set it down.
Cynthia will show you what she takes.
That's what I take.
Oh, it's little.
No, it's really not. I mean, it's plenty of it. I mean, you do not want to be carrying a heavy backpack
all
day.
No, literally.
You don't want to be any bigger. You're going to have to carry it all day long.
And if you need to carry more, your husband's going to be carrying a backpack.
Right.
Yeah, Lynn, I carry
it on
a
heavy backpack
on previous trips. You said because of pickpockets, don't carry any.
Well, I mean, don't be self. I mean, when Cynthia carries it, it's in front of her. And when I'm carrying a backpack, I'm always. But it's not like if I'm in Jerusalem, you know, the city, you know, I'm sometimes carrying it down in front of me or something like that. You know,
most of the sites there are no pickpockets. Most of the sites are way out.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about it. We're not going to Italy or Rome or Spain or something like that.
Actually, we carry our passports with us all the time.
Yeah.
Sort of keep them in the hotel.
Yeah.
I put my passport in my backpack and I've got it with me the whole time. I carry it with me.
I mean, the only place you're going to be close to people that close is like the Charminar in the Arab Israeli side of Jerusalem
when
you go up through the market.
And then you came there.
Yeah,
we've never seen anything like that.
No, you'll be fine. Now, I will tell you, and this is the most fun thing you'll have, at least I think it's fun. You go in the Arab district, and you find something you want, and just say, I'm going to spend 45 minutes here just dickering. Just dickering. And all you say, too much, too much. You'll start to walk away. No, come back. Let us talk. Let us talk.
We're practically family now.
Yeah, we're family now. Can I get you a coffee? Let's talk.
Yeah,
you
I mean, know. I got this rug. Like, wait. And this was actually a Jewish guy. But, I mean, we went down that.
That's
I
from
mean,
Israel.
It was masterful. I was on. It was like the only time in my life. I mean, I got it for at least half of what he was trying to get. I mean, moving down.
Yeah,
down
whatever they start charging.
When you left.
Yeah,
trust me. He
still thought he doubled.
Yeah, exactly. If they say it's $100, you can probably get it for $50.
And you'll do great. Yeah. You'll get list plus 50, less 10%. Yeah. And you'll get a great.
That's the definition of a win-win. She thought she was masterful, and the guy that owned the place thought he was masterful.
Correct. But actually, Dix watched me, and he said I was masterful.
She did a good. You know what she did? This was so great, and she really. I mean, she did do good. Because she's sitting there, and I'm standing there, you know, and I'm trying to be the Middle Eastern man that's just sitting here, you know. And so he's asking a price, and she looks at him and says, my husband would never let me pay this much.
My boss.
So we just have a field trip with you.
Yes, I know.
And we will, there's a couple, we will go, I mean, there.
We have one afternoon in Jerusalem.
That we can go shopping at, if we go to the American Colony, there's a great shop. We happen to know the guy, he's Palestinian, and he will open up the shop for us a special time. If he's closed, he'll come there. And so there'll be plenty of opportunities to buy stuff and bring, it's cool stuff. You always want to bring something.
Can you dicker in that shop too at the American Colony?
Yes. He will give you a very good price, and because.
Can you have it shipped?
Yes, and they will ship. Cynthia had, I don't know how many of those glasses from the American Colony shipped. Ceramic, they shipped everything.
We've never had anything break.
We won't. Now we have.
No, we have.
Yeah.
You did.
We have. We had stuff break down by a lot, and I got to tell you, if stuff breaks, it's very difficult to get reconciliation. Mm-hmm. It's almost impossible, so.
Unless you go back to Jerusalem. If you go back to Jerusalem, you can get it.
I'm talking other parts of the country.
Yeah, that's a different category. But you should be fine, Dave.
You mentioned kind of befriending Avi. What, in terms of a gratuity?
Yeah, that's very good. There is a gratuity that is built in to your thing. However, we take up a collection, and it's entirely voluntary, and we give him more because we just do.
As a group.
The group, you know, we will, Cynthia, usually take up collection. She's not looking at how much you give. You put it in an envelope. She puts it in a big envelope, says, Avi, this is from the group.
Or individually, if you wish. Keep it sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we do that. We give them an extra gratuity. And it makes a difference. Because that's their livelihood. Yes.
How thick is Avi's accent?
It's not thick, is it?
Not at all.
No, he was very interesting.
Not at all.
He reminds me of a lot of Jewish guys, second generation in Brooklyn, that I know as a kid. So
now, I will tell you, we've been over there, and their accents have been so thick, it's been very difficult to understand them.
And the bus drivers are usually...
I have some professors that were very difficult.
Yeah, very difficult to understand.
Avi's cool.
Avi, yep. It'd be no problem. Did someone over here? Yes, yeah, please.
So getting back to the evenings.
Yes.
Is it typical that many folks go out into the community after dinner?
We always do, because we just...
Well, no, we don't always go out. But sometimes you know, you might want to sit out at the pool and have a glass of wine or sit and chit-chat. Or you could walk through... Like when we're in Galilee, you can easily walk...
I don't know if this hotel is as close to the city.
I'm sure if people wanted to...
They could get a taxi.
I mean, it's not that far.
When you get to city, like Jerusalem, the school where we're at with the David Citadel, you're right there by the Jaffa Gate, and that's the tourist area. I mean, if you're in Tiberias, I don't know the new hotel, but the one we were at before. So if you're down by the Sea of Galilee, you're walking on the waterfront. There's all kinds of people. It's great. What you don't want to do is behind the hotel on the city streets if it's dark, right?
Yeah.
You obviously don't want to walk back there, okay?
Well, just like you wouldn't in New York.
But you want to go where there's population, there's people doing things, right?
But to get to answer your question, yes. I mean, you know, and what you're going to find is this group, this group becomes a family. That's why we do smaller groups, because everybody gets to know each other and say, hey, We're going to get you. Come with us, you know.
Yeah.
And have fun.
Right. Yeah. Got my bag of cheese.
Yeah, bring your bag of cheese. So yeah, I mean, we want it to be fun. It's sacred. It's special, but it's fun. It's relational, and that's what it's all about.
I can't imagine you guys going out by yourself and with like a couple of
folks. I'm going, you.
Other thoughts, questions? Mark, do you have some other thoughts, questions? Again, a lot of the practical stuff is in the book, tells you what to bring, you know, what you're going and all that sort of stuff.
Can I ask for us to know who's going early? Because I know a few people are going early. Okay. So everybody else is on the same flight then. Okay, good.
And
so
you know,
you will recognize.
I'll ask a favor. I'm going to meet y'all in New York.
Yes.
They're looking for me in New York. We're
not flying out here. I just don't want to think about the flight. Is it the straight flight?
If you fly here to Newark and then Newark straight to Tel Aviv.
Okay.
Yes.
How many hours is
it? Somebody.
I have it
right
here.
So, no. Then you go through customs here.
Say again?
Do you go through customs in Denver or in Newark?
When you come back, you where are you?
Yeah, you will go through customs in Israel.
Yeah. Right. And on the way back.
Is there anything we need to know for that?
Huh?
Is there anything we need to know for customs?
Okay, that's a very good point. Let me tell you this: when you're flying out of Israel. They do a marvelous job of security. They will sit there. They will profile you in the line. As you're coming up, you'll have someone there. They will ask you questions. They'll ask where you've been, and you just tell them. You answer the questions, and there's no problem. But we're not used to that when we board. So what are you doing here? So who did you visit? Did you spend any night in Palestinian authorities? You know, they will ask you all that sort of stuff, just profiling you.
Okay.
Now, I would tell you that maybe your all's last names might help a little bit, you know. I don't know, you know. But, you know, it's my point being is, yeah, you will be asked. Just answer the questions.
Yeah.
Everything's fine.
So just so you know, your flight is 4 hours from Denver to Newark, and, well, our flight. And then it's 10 hours and 35 minutes from, give or take, depending on headwinds, tailwinds, whatever the kind of winds they are. That must be a tailwind because it's 12 hours on the way back.
We're going east.
East my best tip in the whole world. So this wonderful
that's
stuff.
That's a great point.
You know the luggage store in the mall, bag and whatever, Coral Baggage. Mm-hmm. They have this stuff called no jet lag or no something like that. And it's a homeopathic little box. It's so big. I was going to get it, but I didn't have time today. And they're little chewable tablets. They taste kind of good. They kind of like baby aspirin. You know,
many tasting.
They taste good. Anyway, and they are herbs. It's homeopathic, so it's got arnica, it keeps swelling down, all kinds of things. Okay, I'm a religious believer in it. I take it every time we fly overseas. You take it.
Sometimes she takes it on the way to work.
One package is enough for both of you to get there and back. And you take two as you take off, then you take two every 2 hours that you're awake, and then two on landing. And I'm telling you,
it does make a difference.
I
don't have jet lag.
Well, it's not that you don't have, but the symptoms are, you don't get as swollen and puffy, and you just feel better. So I'm just saying.
Do you take sleeping pills?
And then I am a great believer in a glass of wine and Benadryl. You all know that.
But if you want to take it, even take an Ambien or something like that.
I traveled overseas to China and India. Drink a lot of water, read a good book, stay awake. And when you get there, there's no jet lag.
I'd still take the pills that Cynthia says.
Yeah, but take the jet lag pills.
Take the jet lag pills.
Can you get those on Amazon?
I don't know. Can I just get the baggage?
But, you know, the mall's got them. You know, you can go in there.
A
Colorado bag and baggage at the mall. Park Meadows?
Yeah,
it's in the middle of the mall upstairs. You can get them there. You can get them there. Any other questions, comments? Any cowboy questions?
Y'all have been very quiet out here.
Travel the world. I just want to know when I baptize her. How long do I?
It's a little like Islam. You get to decide whether you're going to resurrect your wife. You get to decide when you're going to bring her up in Christianity. You know.
One thing to the whole group that is going, Ryan and Carol going, right?
Yep.
Okay. One thing to the whole group. Those of us that are going over, we're all family. So whatever happens, whatever's going on, whatever, if somebody needs to just talk to everybody, talk to each other, we're all family, right? So everybody's there to help each other.
to get along and have a great time and come back. There's nothing private. If you bump into a wall, you know, let somebody know what that wall is, and we'll sort it out. So,
yeah, be sure everybody's got.
It's such a small group. It's going to be a wonderful.
It may be in there under other books he's written. It's called like 40 Days. Look, go on Amazon, Charlie Dyer, 40 Days.
Instead of one, so you did 16 files instead of 32.
So Dick's
yes.
Messianic Tours is going to notify us all, or how does?
What do you mean notify us?
Well, I mean, do you have? Everybody's paid for, right?
Tickets, all that stuff. Yeah, I will attend and I make sure that probably what they will, you don't actually get, like, you know, any more physical tickets, but which is really nice. But they also have tags for your bag, so that, because what happens is you will set your bag and you don't have to schlep your bag. It's a lovely thing. So they pick it up, you set it outside your door, the porters come, they pick them up, they put them on the bus for you. Now, whatever you're taking for the day onto the bus, you take with you, but your suitcases, you no longer schlep, so, which is lovely. But they have a tag that has your name, and it identifies our trip. It also will have Avi's cell phone number if anything happened and you strayed off and got lost, and so that you can always get in touch with somebody. So I will be getting those out to you all, or she'll mail them directly, and then we'll get you your flight, all your flight, you know, your itineraries and all that.
Like a military friend. I mean, are we flying Tiger Airways, or what do we
have? United.
Oh. United.
Yeah.
United.
You're on a real airplane. You don't have to paddle.
You're Palestinian Air for some of you. I'm not sure which one are flying Palestinian Air.
Oh, yeah.
But you flying to Gaza, and we're hoping that you can make it happen.
However, everybody, just so we're clear, they take your bags from your room with your tags on down by the buses at the front door. There's a lot of tour groups. The first time we went with Dix and Cynthia, I went down early. I get up early. I'm a 4 o'clock person. And all our bags were going on the wrong bus. And I stopped the guy down at the hotel and I said, that's our bags. It's going on the wrong bus. And they put them on the right bus. So if I were you all, when you get down to the door where they're putting the bags on the bus, just look over, and the bags aren't on the bus. Oh, yeah, that's my tags on there. Just look at them. You don't have to go crazy, but remember that first time?
But it's pretty, but don't scare them. It's pretty rare.
And I would say, Joe, but Joe, here's what I would say is it would have gotten taken off before the group. They're on top of that. You know,
don't worry about your bags. They'll be fine.
Don't worry about your bags. If Joe wants to go down and look at it for 4 o'clock in the morning.
Well, I think it's a good idea just to check for your bags. But it's not.
Don't worry about it. It's not a big deal. I've never had any.
You know, someone mentioned earlier, you always want to keep your passport on you. And your ID on you.
Right.
Don't put it in your bag.
Very good. Yeah, photocopy of your passport and have that.
And I don't leave it somewhere else. And leave a photocopy of your passport at home. Oh, that's yes.
It's a good idea, yes. Gail. That's a great suggestion.
You can take a picture on your phone.
Yeah. Also, did everybody check to make sure your passport does not expire?
Yes.
Within because literally you cannot go. It's not even a. If your passport expires in December, you're not going to go. 7 months, actually.
What is it?
If your passport expires within 6 months of your trip, you cannot go on the trip.
Well, Eva was very clear there, so that you know, you had to give the expiration date.
Okay, so everybody's out on that. That's right. So then she's right. They would have allowed you to travel.
So you know how you have to go through to get on the plane, you have a physical ticket. You're saying we don't have a ticket to get on the plane in Denver?
Well, you don't have a boarding pass. Okay.
You print it like you would?
But typically, you know, you check in. Because you have, it's not like Southwest where, you know, you have to go to the counter and, you know, in the international flight and check in with your passport, and they'll hand you boarding
pass. Boarding. I don't even know when the flight is or anything. Are they going to send that to us?
Cynthia, have they not sent out the itineraries yet?
I haven't seen anything.
I've got that at home.
Huh?
It's also on the website. But,
we can ask people about that tomorrow.
We did.
Okay, hang on. Hey, gang. let me just say this. When you got a question, let's do it in the group. And so I just want you to get used to doing that now, so I don't have to get you to do it when we're in Israel, because then there's people that miss stuff.
Sure.
So there was a Diane had a question. Go ahead.
It's not a question. I just want to make sure everybody understands that the tickets are coach.
Yes.
So you can call them and find out about upgrades if you want to try and do that.
If you wanted to upgrade to business class.
Yeah. Yeah. Or even just Economy Plus.
Economy Plus, yes. That's very good.
It makes a big difference, and it's not that much money just to do Economy Plus.
The Economy Plus thing, I just flew to London, and it was really comfortable. I mean, it was...
You get extra...
You have a little...
Yeah, and you just call time to do that.
Well, I just called Messianic. And
what we just said over here to these folks was we give a copy of our passports, those two pages front and back, to one of our sons. So if there's an issue, we can call up and they can wire it or whatever to the U.S. Embassy, wherever.
Okay, here's the you got. They sent you this, Tommy. I don't know why you didn't get one.
Well,
send
you guys.
That's your spot. Okay, this is the itinerary.
If you didn't get that, they sent.
Did you want that? Where you're going every day or the flight stuff?
What do you want? They sent this. You didn't get it. That's I don't know why you didn't get it.
Didn't get an email. Didn't get anything.
Sorry, it sounds like we went on.
You can go online, Messianic Jersey, and see that.
But
we'll have them send you all something.
Yeah, if you think
I will make your copy right now.
Yes. Randy, do you have a question back there?
No, I'm just saying, I think you downloaded it off of their site, right?
Is that it?
Well, itinerary is there, I guess.
Let me write
it.
That's the
website.
It's the
day-to-day,
just
like
right.
Any other questions? Because Mark has to go all the way back to Littleton. I don't want to keep them any longer than I have to. Yes.
Is there anything prohibitive going into Israel? Like
that you can't take? Yeah. Bombs are not good?
No. Anything that, when we went to Australia, they had things that you could.
Wood, and so on and so forth.
Plants.
Any kind of seeds.
Fruit.
Sure.
Kind of
yeah. Well, are you thinking about taking seats to Israel?
No, okay. I'm just asking.
Yeah, no, I don't think there's anything that, you know, I mean.
No, there's some things you can't take out.
Yeah, you can't take dirt out, you know, you can't take, they won't let you do that. Okay. And that's
does anybody else want a copy of this?
Sure.
Yeah, but it shouldn't be a problem. Shouldn't be a problem. Anything else?
Can we take a group picture so I can take back to see?
We can take a group picture.
We can start learning everybody's name.
Because Tommy wants to learn everybody's name. So I don't know where the best place to do that. I guess we could all stand around this thing.
I just take tissues, folks, if I were you. And if you don't use them, you can lend them to me.
You made a point of that. I'm getting worried.
Oh, I cried from the moment we got there to the moment we got on the plane to come back. I mean, it's you're walking in his shoes. You're going to go to Gethsemane. If you walk in the old garden, look at me. There'll be an olive tree that's 10 feet diameter. It's 2,200 years old. That olive tree was probably 18 inches or 24 inches in diameter when he walked among them, asking his father to relieve him. I mean, this is a homecoming.
A homecoming. So, perfect word.
This is a homecoming.
It is home. That's a great word for it, Joe. It's homecoming. Very good. Anything else? All right. You're welcome to stay as long as you want to. If you need to get back to Littleton, I don't want to keep you.
Thank you.
Please stay. We're so glad that you're part of the group, and we look forward to meeting the rest of your clan. You've got books for them?
They will be on the elevator because they weren't here.
That's right. Do not tell them about the Shabbat elevator. And do not tell them about Shabbat elevator. In fact, it's up to you all to say, here, you take it. We'll wait for the next one.
This is special press. Yeah.
And then you just say, oh, honey, I've got to run back to the room and get something and let her get on it the first time.
No, I wouldn't do it to my wife, but I would do it to
someone.
Your
wife.
Your brother.
Yeah, mother-in-law.
Their game.
Okay.
All right, gang. Let's close in prayer real quick, and we'll take a group picture. Sin, Tommy, you want to take it with your phone?
I'll take it because she knows what I look like. But this is
thanks for that.
So let me pray and let's ask God to continue to bless this trip, to continue to work in our lives and to prepare us for going, as Joe said, home. It's homecoming. This is a special place. Father, we thank you so much that we can once again go back to the land that you carved out, the land that you gave to a people, a land that is so rich in revelation and so special in your heart. We thank you so much that we can go with these people. And Lord, some of these people we've known, like I said, for over 40 years. And some we've known for maybe about 4 hours. But we thank you that you have sovereignly brought this group together. And as we go and as we learn, as we bond together, we know that you're going to do something special, not only from us being in the land of Israel, but being in the land of Israel with these people. So we pray your blessings might continue as we think and plan through the trip. We pray that your Spirit might be working uniquely in each of our lives as we prepare for the trip. And Father, what a blessed moment it will be when we all gather in Ben Gurion Airport and we begin this pilgrimage. We pray that you would bless through your Holy Spirit, and by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we'd ask. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks, Kay.
Yeah, sorry, I do have one more question.
Oh, wait, and what was I talking about you?
Yes, one more question.
Well, we were talking about hats earlier.
Yes.
And being the mid-80s. Do you think like baseball caps like this are okay?
Yeah.
Or should we have more of a...
It depends on how sun sensitive you are. Some people wear a bit, kind of a Dunga Din hat.
Yeah.
I just wear a baseball cap.
And Joe has a cool cowboy hat.
Joe wears a cowboy hat.
Yeah.
Really? And if you want to see the relief map of Israel, it's a great map.
I'll put it right here.
Yeah, so this is
a picture.
This is just yeah, it's in your desk. But
there's,
so you have to call them and ask them.
Ask Cynthia about that. Ask Cynthia about that. Because some of the people. Yeah. I don't know why you didn't get one. That's not, that's the itinerary.
Yeah. Right, the reason I got mine, I was considering,
well, Tommy's got his other
one. I was considering flying on my own. So I was thinking about stopping.
Yeah.
And,
you
know,
yeah.
I still had the t-shirt that was in the packet, the universal t-shirt that they gave us, that, you know, it's better. And plus you get in, we get in like, I mean, we don't, we're already there, but you all get in at 10 o'clock, you had a chance to sleep, you're still going to be kind of a little fuzzy, a little bit travel, but then we go see John Buck, then you have time to spend on the ocean, you know, and stuff like that.
One of the things I was a little surprised with the way that they arranged it. Part of it was always to avoid the
dangerous risk. Yes, I can take a picture of it real quick.
You know what you're trying to avoid? Yeah, it all shuts down. But, you know, it's kind of, I'll be honest with you, I kind of like it.
Sure.
Because it's so water. And it's kind of like, and I do like the idea of a Shabbat, so that you have a day where it's devoted to.
Sorry, I thought we were going
to tell
you.
Somebody can sneak out, and I'll get in trouble.
Not
guys.
We'll talk about
it.
I have like a windbreaker rain jacket that's got a little hood.
What are we doing?
We're taking a picture.
Now you can take a picture of you.
I'm Debbie, yes. Just not very often. Usually, not all that side.
Okay, you're getting the tiny.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody.
Sure.
Honorary Fruffman.
Hey, you gonna take it?
What?
No, I don't.
They
know what I look like. I mean, I don't need to be in
here.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Wait for Howard.
Wait, wait.
Howard, picture.
Oh, no, wait. Sorry. Cindy doesn't know.
No, I think she knows what right. Tommy looks like. I can't be in front. She's short.
Okay, everybody hold your tummy then.
One, two, three. I'll take another one, two, three.
Millennial, like 2,000 year old pieces of pottery and panels and urns and lamps. For some reason, I'm rich for it. So when everybody's looking out when they walk, I say, ladies, let's go by the cliff. And we go this far for them to go. Yeah, we would over the life. Now we can, in fact, Cynthia,
we're not going to catch her, are we?
Cynthia found her. She was so excited we were in picture, and there were two Canadian guards beside her.
Cynthia can't wait to see your family.
Look what I've done, Joe. I'm going to go back.
Jordan, I didn't know whatever.
In Israel, whatever you find, you can eat. I didn't know what the rules were in Jordan.
That was the deal,
but we're not going to.
No.
We were aiming at it for 2002, but the impact was really bad.
Petra was close. I'm glad we did it, I mean, once, but Petra, I mean, it was, well,
hey, he was getting it. You know, I like, you know, that's what he was saying, all value.
Cliff's, Doug and Cliff's, wow, sorry.
I don't think I could live in Colorado because of the heat and humidity.